With no advance notice to county sheriffs and few details, the Maine Department of Corrections has announced a plan to overhaul the state's county jail system, close 5 jails, and create a new oversight commission to manage those that remain. The proposal was contained in a report released on Friday, mandated in the budget approved last July. Mal Leary has more.
The department is recommending a two-tiered system of oversight for the jails. The first tier would be a newly created Maine Jail Commission, with control over all of the jails statewide. In addition, the plan calls for the creation of 3 regional jail authorities and the elimination of 5 existing county jails.
I think that there is a savings opportunity in better communication, better cooperation between the Department of Corrections and our county jail system.
State Representative Marty Grohman, an independent from Biddeford and a member of the Criminal Justice Committee, says it's a plan worth considering and that he's talked with the governor about it.
There is a real problem that the Department of Corrections and the governor are trying to take on with this report, which is that they feel as though they're sending checks off into the ether. They don't have a result. You know, we're paying a bill we don't know what we paid for.
The proposal was sent to the committee last week, but not to the county sheriffs. Cumberland County Sheriff Kevin Joyce, the president of the Sheriff's Association, says it's still not clear how the plan would achieve the millions in savings it says would result by closing the jails in Androscoggin, Oxford, Washington, Franklin, and Piscataquis counties.
You know, the voodoo math, you know, we could save money, we couldn't save money. That plan really does not suggest where that savings is. It just suggests that if you do X, Y will happen.
Joyce says inmates will have to be housed somewhere, and that has a cost. He says the report fails to address what he sees as the biggest problem facing the system, which is that 60% of the inmates are waiting for their trial.
We've implemented as many things as we possibly can to save money. You know, it costs money to put people in jail. People like to get tough on crime. And my mantra, at least in Cumberland County, has been, you can get tough on crime, but there's a cost with that.
Republican Senator Kim Rosen of Bucksport, who co-chairs the Criminal Justice Committee, says she is confused by some of the findings of the report and needs time to review the recommendations. She and co-chair Representative Charlotte Warren, a Democrat from Hollowell, hopes that the department will make someone available to discuss the report. Warren says jail funding is an issue that's not going to go away.
What our sheriffs are telling us is we need help. We need help with this system. We need help with the programs we're trying to run. We need help with the jails we're trying to run.
Most on the committee agree that the current 2-year state budget doesn't include enough money for the jails, and simply dropping a report on the desks of the committee is not going to solve the problem. Corrections Commissioner Joe Fitzpatrick could not be reached for comment on the new jail structure proposal. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Mal Leary.